the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, you know, there's nothing better than in a neighbourhood. You're wandering from here to there and with all the interesting folks you meet. But what better place to go and really explore the world than at your local record store? Hi, Troy from Southbound Record Store.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I bet you've spent a bit of time in neighbourhood record shops.
I have.
And I bet you've got certain interests that have been tweaked from spending time in neighbourhood record shops. And especially now that you work at Southbound Records, I bet that those interests are just fizzing at the bung.
I think you're correct, yes.
Yes.
I have little time to think of anything else, as a matter of fact.
It's probably for the best.
Today we've got three really, really fun... not all fun.
Good time tunes!
But kind of, yes.
I'm a Barbie girl. What, no?
Yes, that one. So where do you want to start, Mike? We have...
Troy, this is your segment. This is you. You're landing this one, buddy.
All right, we're going to start with... we're going to take the oldest one first.
Yep.
1971, a lady called Mary Clayton.
Now, Mary Clayton, if you could join us, please. Thank you.
Now, most people, whether they know it or
can't
not...
Can't see Mary from there. There's
Mary.
Oh, Mary.
There she is.
Busting out of tune. Look at that.
She's great. Now, most people, even if they think, no, I've never heard Mary Clayton. Well, you have if you've heard Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. That's Mary.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah.
Who sung it when she was heavily pregnant.
Correct.
And was it one take or two takes?
I think it was two takes.
Two takes.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. She was in her pyjamas.
In pajamas, went, okay, I'll come down there. And then she did one, and then McJack said, no, just really go
just
for
one
it.
More. Yeah, okay, I'll do
it. Did you know the bit of music we're talking about?
Yes.
Good.
My microphone wasn't on, but yeah.
Good. Yeah. I mean, so that's her there. And two, when will I've seen her in 20 feet.
Correct.
What's it called that? 20 feet.
20 feet from Stardom.
20 feet from Stardom. Documentary about some of the most amazing backup singers.
That's right.
Or session singers.
Now, Mary Clayton also, like before she did Gimme Shelter, she'd been one of Ray Charles's Raylettes. She had done a few of her own singles. Post Gimme Shelter, she did an album called Gimme Shelter. And then she did another one, but this one here from 1971 is her self-titled record. Now, it was put out... Why are you smiling, Mike?
I'm just reading... look at the cool names for songs and then this great little paragraph about it. But, Carol, you can do that. We'll come to that in a moment.
All right, so the song we're going to hear is... Well, here's something. Now, once upon a time, Neil Young did two songs sort of pointing the finger at Alabama. One of them was entitled Southern Man, which was about slavery and reparations.
I was going to say, I'm guessing they're both racism.
Yep, Alabama was another one. And those two songs were responded to by Lynyrd Skynyrd with Sweet Home Alabama. Now, weirdly enough, who was the backing singer on Sweet Home Alabama? Mary Clayton.
Really?
Yeah. And she also covered one of those songs that Sweet Home Alabama was an answer to.
Which is the one we're going to play.
Southern Man, yeah. But what were you going to say? You found a great paragraph, didn't you?
This is on the back of the album with this great... Look at this great smile of hers on the back there. It says this.
Very candid picture.
She's from Girltown, New Orleans. The daughter of a Baptist reverend. Almost everyone calls her baby sister. She calls everyone two because Curtis is one. She sings with a wisdom, intensity, and drive far beyond her 23 years. It is communication of the highest order and now of the highest priority. And Lord... Is she ever funky?
Yeah!
Straight into it.
Yeah.
First time this LP's ever been reissued, ever, and it's limited to how many copies do you think, Tess?
300.
1,200.
Southern man, you better keep your
head. That's just a stab. Track is this one?
Southern Man.
Southern Man, that's right.
Now you're crossing a burning path. Southern Man, yeah.
Maroon vinyl.
Is it?
Southern Man.
Yeah. Well, when you know that, you know. Once you know that's the Gimme Shelter voice. That's the Gimme Shelter voice, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
The cover.
I know. She's in the throes of...
What would you describe that movement as? Will you pay them
Absolute, absolute devotion to singing.
Yeah, it's just an image of her just.
I've got these weird like, concepts of that with singing that it actually comes from somewhere that we're not actually aware of yet, and that our bodies are just a conduit for some sort of energy.
Sounds right to me.
And that looks like she's just channeling something fantastic, doesn't it?
She definitely is. It's kind of funny because the front is her just like going for it, singing, and then the back's just her kind of chuckling to herself.
But boy, is it sure ever funky.
See, what I think is really amazing about this is that this is not a song that I'm particularly fond of by Neil Young. Not because he's a white male from Canada singing about oppression in the South.
Not that you shouldn't be allowed to.
No, that's right. He's perfectly entitled to. But Mary Clayton inhabits this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. There's a perfect word for that. Perfect. All sorts of tricky, fancy guests too helping her out, aren't they, on the album?
Hell, there is too. It's Billy Preston on keyboards, or Joe Sample also on keyboards. Carole King. Curtis Amy on saxophone, who was married to Miss Clayton at the time.
That's her one. That's the Curtis.
Yep. Jerry Peters is here. Marty Payich does some string arrangements, but luckily they're not too saccharine and overdone. This is a really tremendous record, this one.
I'm quite sold on this one. This one, like all of them. that's Mary Clayton, and that's I kind of want to just listen to that whole album.
Yeah. I just want to say that on the back, she looks really like the character Tova from Orange is the New Black. Or
she does too, and I don't know, this might sound weird too, but there's a little bit of Shafu in that face.
That sounds really weird, but okay.
Can you see that?
Well, no, but okay.
Okay, well, let's cheers. Have a good night. Cheers. Okay, well, so what's next?
Right, let's go to Scandinavia, shall we?
Why not?
Now, some people have heard this tune before on BFM, I think, because the first tune on this record came out as a single about a month or so ago. The Amazing Sounds of Scandinavia by Goatman. Now, Goatman is this fellow here. Goatman is the main guy behind the group Goat.
Ooh, I like Goat. I'm just really starting to get my head around Goat.
Wow.
So has he released this on his own?
Goatman. It's his first solo album entitled Rhythms. And it says at the bottom, what does it say there on the left-hand bottom? Right there, Mike. No, on the front, that bit.
It's got a little, it says world music.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily make me want to pick it up out of the bin right. So badly.
Well, I think you're going to change your mind.
But when it says the amazing sounds of Scandinavia, I start to go, I think someone's having a bit of a, someone's utilising the, hey, you know, you can do whatever you want. Which is one of my favourite things in the world. Is
doing
really,
what you want.
Well, just, you don't have to do it the way everyone's doing it. You can just do it that way. That's one of my favourite things in the whole of life. So this is on, what's the name of the label?
Rocket Recordings. That's
okay, yeah. Very interesting label. They adopt that principle, don't they?
I think they do.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the debut solo EP by Goatman.
It is. This tune is called, is it called Ya Mak Salam?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Now, the last Goat track that we played on air, that we had on playlist, it's got that absolutely just possessed guitar solo in it. Love it. It sounds a little different.
It does. This here, everything, mostly everything is played by Goatman on this record. The vocals on this one are by a man called Sadie Mendoza, and there is two horn players on this. Otherwise, it's all Goatman.
To the first time listener of BFM that's just texted in, stop talking over the songs, that's what this bit's about, you kid.
this today.
Yeah, this was a single, came out a month or two ago.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
It's miles away from Goat, though, isn't it?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think you can hear some Failure in there.
All sorts of great, the great horns.
Oh yeah,
those the lower horns are pretty cool if you hear them. Great energy. Yeah! Yeah, man. Well, there's so much going on, but it sounds like there's so much gas in the tank, as it were. You
know? Yep. Oh, well, listen to this.
You play that. If you like that instrument, you put it on your song and you play it. It's your song. You do what you want.
Yeah, Goatman, as is the rest of Goat, is from Sweden.
Yes, now Sweden's part of Scandinavia.
The amazing sounds of Scandinavia, Goatman rhythms, world music. Hey, Sarah.
That man perched up there. What can we do for you?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Knew it, see?
That bit where you said before that people who have been listening to BFM will recognise this. You're right, Troy. Oh, now I see the end of that. So, I mean, this is another one we need to really listen to the whole thing, don't we?
It is.
So that's just released now, though, is it?
It is. Today or tomorrow.
EP? Is it an EP or an album?
No, it's an album. There's only six tracks, but they're relatively expanded.
Sort of just they start when they want to start and they finish when they want to finish.
Yep. I'd be quite happy if they bring you the truth. So Ya Mak Salam is the name of this tune. There is Sadie Mendoza, who does the vocals, is also on one on the other side called Aduna. There's one which I really wanted to play, and then I remembered that it's the morning for a lot of people. And they might be a little bit disturbed by the free nature of the horns. So I thought we wouldn't play that one.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Well, I think we will play that one.
You want to play that one?
Yes.
Okay, it's the first one on the other side, Carry the Load. And you can start it anywhere you want in it. Beginning, middle.
Oh, so that's one of those I've snuck into a horn party sort of, and yes, no one knows I'm here situations.
But you'll find out I'm here.
This is what they're all doing here in the horn party. In the sauna. Right, so all of these are available now in the store, are they, Troy?
These two. Well, we still haven't hit the third.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
We haven't hit the last one yet.
I should just play the other. Okay, right. We should afford the last track. It's its own space.
Right, so tomorrow, worldwide, the third LP from this gentleman comes
Kiwi,
out.
Kiwi, the old Kiwi classic, Conan Moccasin.
Yes.
Conan Moccasin's third album.
Yep.
The intriguing and perplexing Conan Moccasin. So whack it on?
Whack it on.
Straight off the get-go, the questions continue for me. This song's called Charlotte's Thong. of all the different things you could title a song, Charlotte's Thong.
The record is supposedly a soundtrack to a TV series he's made about a music teacher.
Okay. I can say, I've so many questions for Colin, and when I've had the opportunity to ask him questions, he really floors me with his answers. They're fantastic.
Now, you'll be shocked by this. Well, by his vocal when it comes in. Because I know what vocal you're expecting, Mike.
It's not going to be Barry White, is it?
No, it's not. First album he's recorded with a band.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Limited edition vinyl. The album's called Jazz Busters.
Jazz Busters.
J-A-S-S Busters. One word.
Tess is dancing, by the way.
Oh, I don't want the listeners to know that.
Okay, Tess isn't dancing, by the way.
And that's Barry White, isn't it? That's not what I was expecting at all. You're right. So that's Charlotte's Thong. It's a whole new
thong.
There he is. There's Colin.
Yeah.
What track is this on
the
album?
This is the
opening track.
Charlotte's Thong is the name. Yes.
It's almost a yodel.
However,
yeah,
the tone of this is unlike any other Conan record.
He's a very well-respected musician, Conan, and he's got friends in all sorts of places, and you never know what to expect, and that's very interesting. I'd be keen to hear the rest of it. The rest of it's all similar, or is it all to theme?
It is all to theme, and it is all to a similar kind of feel.
The Jazz Buster,
and it takes a few songs before the peculiar voices come in, and that might only be in the intro to a song then.
Oh.
Toad in the road, you know, but not.
And it's out tomorrow.
It is out tomorrow.
Limited vinyl.
There's two versions. One has a poster in it.
Yes, a Jazz Busters poster.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, thank you very much. All those available at Southbound Records right now. Lovely to see you. See you again this time next week.
Thanks so much.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
BFM News headlines.
Atamarie coming up at 10. A new inquiry into who leaked Simon Bridges' expenses has increased the likelihood the leak came from within the National Party. A man using a wheelchair has been forced to leave an Auckland shop, prompting a complaint to the Human Rights Commission. Hurricane Michael continues to devastate parts of the US, and Australia's Prime Minister defends leaked proposals that would allow religious schools to discriminate against queer students. These stories in full at 10.
Thank you very much.
Got a Simplicity B card? Of course you do. Make the most of it by checking out the sweet discounts from our mates, including
Rose Tinted Flowers St. Kev's, Skull Candy, Southbound Records, Serato, Storm, Time Out Bookstore, and loads more.
Support independent media from as little as $4.20 a month with a Simplicity B card. For full discount info, go to 95bfm.com/bcardbenefits.
G'day, Bill Wilson here with The Tribe.
Hi!
Whether you call yourselves a tribe, a clan, or a crew, Pinnacle Life Insurance helps the people who matter to you stay tight, even if you go unexpectedly. Do it right now. Just go online to pinnaclelife.co.nz and in 10 minutes, you could have a Pinnacle Life Insurance policy to read through and buy online. And that's the tribe taken care of. Pinnacle Life lets the tribe live on.
Can I use your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, password's on the fridge. You just got to sit in that corner over there.
Over here?
Yep. And angle that way.
Sweet.
Is this all right?
And face east.
How about this?
Do you know what? Actually, it's really good in the laundry.
End your Wi-Fi woes. Get awesome Wi-Fi in every room with Orcon and Google Wi-Fi. Stream, download, share, and game seamlessly throughout your home with the best-in-class technology of Google Wi-Fi on Orcon. With their fastest fibre plan, only $99.95 per month for 24 months. Just search Orcon. Terms apply.
Ah, this is a bit awkward, eh?
Yeah, blind dates.
Did you see the new Transformers movie?
Nah.
Some weather we're having.
Yeah, surf on the West Coast is an absolute zero.
Oh my God, do you surf? That is so sexy.
Well, I like to say informed. Yesterday, zero. Oh. Day before, one. But last Tuesday, it was a four. Major swells. Epic.
Don't stop. I love this.
Shocker.
The 95 BFM Surf Report. All the surf, all the time. Brought to you by Pro Gear Professional Photographics.
Lachlan. Lachlan.
Mikey, how are you going?
Good morning.
Good morning.
At midday, just over two and a half hours time, yep. It's going to be all hands to the pump for
it
our flagship current affairs show, The Wire.
The Wire.
You are,
best current affairs show
on
the radio.
You are the
captain
stooping on the bridge.
I certainly am.
And what's going on?
Well, Andrew, as always, we spoke about his justice advisory panel. They're going on the road, as I like to say, you know, visiting the regions, talking to people about what needs to change in the justice.
That's Andrew Little.
Our regular listeners, you'll know that that's my mate Andy, Andrew Little. But for our not regular listeners,
you're chummy with them, aren't you? I mean, you've always made the point of saying so.
It's been a long, about a year we've been speaking.
Wow.
You know,
I mean, do you go around for dinner at his house or anything?
Oh,
or you exchange gifts or anything like that?
I hear he's got a pretty nice house in Herne Bay, which Oscar
is
pretty close to. There he does.
That's
public information, I think. Well, you know, one election or near an election, the media camped out his place. Anyway. So we're also talking about prisoners not being able to vote.
Yeah.
And just how fucked that is.
I just thought about that. It would be really easy to motivate prisoners to block vote, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
there's a lot of pressures in prison that people don't, and that people outside of prison don't really understand.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, it's hard enough to get information here in the wide open free world that makes any sense, to get an actual genuine informed opinion. Do you think that it's any better in the no internet, no newspapers prison? I suppose they've got newspapers.
But you're still only getting sort of 10,000 votes. I mean, you know, it's not.
But it's still votes.
Still votes. Anyway, it's fucked. They can't vote. I said, is it going to change? He said, maybe. But it's not going to be. He has no plans for it to be. Every prisoner can vote. He still thinks that before 2010, it was if you were serving fewer than 3 years. You could vote, but now it's blanket ban, which goes against the Bill of Rights and the International Covenant on Civil Political Rights, etc., etc., etc. So he's got no plans to remove it yet. We also have Levi talking about... Oscar's talking to Levi. He's talking about the IPCC report, which I think you've been talking about a bit this morning.
David Slack addressed that this morning.
Yep, and he's looking at how we can start to change our behaviour to become more sustainable, environmentally aware, discussing gardens, communalism, and alternative food production. So, you know, community gardens and things, which are great. I'm thinking of joining one.
Just do it.
Well,
let's talk more.
You're right.
Street.
Well, you know, I live in... although apparently there's one
in
Morningside.
What's your specialty?
I recently grew some marrows.
Okay.
That's right. Not to flex
what,
on you all too bloody hard.
I've seen just browsing for rare plants on Trade Me.
Yeah, I love a plant purchase.
Really?
He's got something in there for it.
But on that, actually, I think, you know, as I was saying, 100 companies responsible for about 70% of our emissions.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's, you know...
Hold on, what's that?
He's saying guillotine. We need to get the guillotine out. We need to line them up and, you know, get rid of them.
I have been charged!
Well, don't you just feel so kind of...
Execution!
...powerless against it? That any change you make is just going to be like,
that's grim.
I mean...
That's not what we...
Until we have
what
this...
what we're about here.
You know, get rid of all these fossil fuels. We're just...
You know what, though?
We're going to die, basically. We're going to die.
Having a good conversation with our good friends at Carriages the other day about being a conscious business. And the thing is, you just have to be now.
Well, true.
Because if you're not, you're denying the future, don't you?
Well,
you
think? Yeah. I mean,
and essentially, yeah. at some stage or other, it will come around and bite you in the ass, and you're because it's inevitable that your customers and the consumers are going to go, if you're not sustainable, we can't go there. Even if you don't think now that you're going to, even if you're thinking now, fuck that, I'm never going to get up, I'm never going to drive an electric car. Yes, you will. You will.
Well, yeah, if they make them more bloody affordable.
You will. You'll end up doing it, you know. Look at everyone looking at their phones right now. Oh, I'm never going to. What about those yuppie phones? Nah, you'll get a phone. You'll be on your phone. You'll be staring at your phone more than you stare at yourself in the mirror.
And finally, Ben.
I do both of those things equal amount.
Well, yeah.
We all do.
Looking
this
at myself
thing.
In the mirror and looking at my phone.
The camera is just another mirror, really.
Got more apps on your on my phone, though, than your mobile. Be good. Oh, my God! Apps
Pioneer, buddy.
Whoa. Did they just come up with an amazing concept, Ben?
Who's got the data?
Putting apps on mirrors.
No.
What?
Wow.
No.
You can just put your screen.
Just sit there and look at the mirrors myself, not anything else.
What's Pioneer One launched this day in history. Pioneer One. I have no idea what Pioneer One is or was.
Something mirrors on
launched into
me,
space. Look, mirrors are buddy, and the price of mirrors these days.
Pioneer One. Where's Pioneer One?
Well, I don't know if it's in space or it's back down. And also, just quickly, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a beer brewed in Belgium, Moldy Tears, it was called. And I'm going to be having a discussion about kind of cultural appropriation and businesses culturally appropriating.
That's part of Worry Week, isn't it?
That is part of Worry Week. Our Worry Week is great.
Why don't we just turn around and laugh at them and go, what is a bunch of dicks calling it that?
Well, yeah.
But then somebody might get paid, missing out getting paid. Is that what that's about?
I mean, it's a big problem, though. You know,
meanwhile, over here in our Belgian beer cafes that we have that aren't really Belgian or in Belgium,
do we have
anything to do with Belgians?
I only go to Shadows. You know, I'm a good bloody student. I wouldn't know about this craft beer or whatever it is.
Those are the sort of values that we need to
not in bloody Wellington.
Good shit, brother. Says that's a midday. Thank you very much, Lachlan. I need to talk to you before I go, though. Remind me to talk to you before I go. Instead of me having to remind myself.
Farrah. It's Pearl. To talk about the top 10.
Like that face of you give me tests. It looks like a word of mother.
Hello. That was cheeky. I was actually looking at the mic because it looks like it's about to fall out.
Yeah, I was looking at the mic as well. It's a little bit yuck.
Hey, hello.
I reckon you should kiss it.
No, thank you. No. I don't want to get sick because I got lots to do, including the top 10, which I did last night. And it was
last night.
Great.
Check that off.
Yeah, but I got to do it again next week, obviously.
What's going on with the top 10 there? We've shaved off a lot of the locals, haven't we? The internationals have really
been... Yeah, it's 50-50 this week again. So number 10 was Eve's Tumor with Lifetime.
Number 9, Fever Party, Nora.
Cat Power in Your Face was number 8.
Really? Mansour Brown, Flip Up.
Number 6 was John Komoda with Nightmare Club.
Number 5 was Kalila with LSDXOXO _ truth or dare _123 BPM, or has that just been put in wrong?
No, I actually thought that yesterday. I was like, is this test telling me it's 123 BPM, or is this part of the name? I don't know anymore. Number 4 was Poetic, Let's Kick It featuring Mellow Downs.
Gregor came in at number 3 with I Look Devastated.
Great song. And number 2, one of my faves, Fruit Juice Parade with Legislation.
And what's going on with this number 1 spot? Tell us about it, Pearl.
It's Bloody Tahuhu with For Love. And if you want to see your favourite number 1, you can head to 95bfm.com/top. Top 10 or text vote 5395. Put the word vote at the start, please, and thank you.
Oh, that'll be why the top 10 vote didn't go. Oh, did you want to vote for Idols, Colossus?
Nah.
Did you vote? I should have done it.
I
put my faith in the listeners, and then they let me down, obviously.
Listeners,
come on,
sort
gang.
It out.
Come on, gang. Come on. Next time around. So should we play this track?
Yeah, I think we should.
Once again, how do you vote for the top 10, Pearl?
95bfm.com/top10 or text vote 5395. Put vote at the start, please, and thank you.
We appreciate you being at the tiller on that particular day. Cheers.
Thanks.
For love. For love. For love. 17 minutes to 10 o'clock on 95BFM Breakfast this Thursday morning, 11th of October. We'll be right back. Good slap around the head with some ministry there. 8 minutes to 10 o'clock on 95 BFM. So that's sort of the time of the day as far as the chronologically, I guess, where you want to make sure shoelace is done up. Might have been a little bit lapse in your preparation for the morning. Your lights on in your car, anything annoying like that. Pretty much from now, the day you really start to escalate, things really start happening. Don't think I don't know, BFM listeners, that a notable percentage of you also will be running today at your pace. Doing what you want to do when you want to do it. If you can be asked doing it. And I respect that way of thinking as well. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, the fact you've chosen BFM just makes us happy. Couldn't be more delighted. Delighted, I tell you.
Tell me, what's the most radical radio station in the whole wide world?
BFM!
Say it again!
BFM!
Say it again!
That's such a good track. That's Copernicus by Julian Dine. 4 minutes to 10 o'clock. That's the end of the breakfast show for this morning. Thanks very much for having us. Thank you, Tess, for producing.
That's all right. Thank you, Mikey. I'm glad you're okay after that.
Giant harsed eagle.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I apologise for that this morning, everyone. The day continues. Curio's up next with Morning Glory. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Orcon, for sponsoring the show. There's a wasp in the studio.
No, there's not.
There's a bee or a wasp.
Oh,
it's a bee.
What?
It's a BFM. What do you expect? You bring a bee in with you, Curio. Is it a wasp? Is it?
What are we going to do? It's huge.
Well, if it's a wasp, it's not welcome. BFM! Hey, Dick, it's BFM!
Don't hurt it, we need it.
I don't know what to do.
No, the world does not need a wasp.
Save the bees!
It's a wasp, you big hungry. Oh, big hungry, why are you there with your mouth full of food? Do you want to come tell us about Drive Island?
Can do,
yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a little chat about that. Maybe, and hopefully you won't get stung by the wasp with the food in your hand that you brought in. Go ahead, my friend.
Bacon and egg bap is what I'm eating right now, just in case you were wondering, everyone.
Got some egg caught in your lip ring.